Okay. Should be working now. Sabbath blessings. Can you guys hear me? Alrighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, brethren. Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Nicholas shared for us in a little mini sermon before communion. So, of course, we know that the first thing we do before we come together and actually eat of the bread and drink of the grape juice is that it's in John chapter 13, verses 12 to 17. It says, so after he, speaking of Jesus, had washed their feet and had taken their garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. And so, brethren, the ordinance of foot washing was set up by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this ordinance of humility, teaching us and showing to us that none of us are greater than he. And so if he has done this thing, we should surely do this thing. If he, who is the majesty of heaven, can be humble and come down and wash the feet of his saints as if he is, just a lone servant, so too should we do the same for our brethren. And so we are going to do this ordinance. I invite you to take the next 15 minutes. There should be music playing. The next 15 minutes to do this ordinance. And then when we come together again, we will finish out the completeness of this service that the Lord is having us do today. So let us all do this act with humility of heart and with true desire, with true love, and of course the desire to please God. Also, one last thing, please, when you come back, have your unleavened bread and grape juice ready. With that said, music please.
He called me Master and Lord, and he say, well. He called me Master and Lord, and he say, well. So I am. If I then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, he also ought to wash one another's feet. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. The servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is greater than he that sent him. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. He called me Master and Lord, and ye say well. So I am. So
You always care in what is
will I abide? You rescued me from death, and each day I have delight. My voice I'll raise to give glory and praise all through my day. For you find me, Lord. For you are me, Lord. For you are my love. You helped to lift me up. Now I'm walking with the knowledge of your word. My life will be much brighter with you. Lord, of my life, to you will I abide. You rescued me from Satan. And each day I have delight. My voice I'll raise to give glory and praise all through my day. For you my dear Lord, for you my Lord, for you Lord of my life. Seasons fade away, and I break into a new day. To you will I surrender my life, not to another, with longing in my heart to see your face. Lord of my life, to you will I abide. You rescued me from sadness, and each day I have delight. My voice I raise to give glory and praise all through my day. For you, my dear Lord, for you are my Lord, for you
the water fountain I know. nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone, not a good that I have done, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood.
Alrighty. Thank you, Brother Dwayne, for the music. And welcome back, everyone. At this time, you should have the grape juice and the bread. The unleavened bread. So, with the ordinance of the foot washing, which we just did, our hearts should be melted. Amongst one another, or between one another, there should be nothing that we're holding against each other. No one should be cherishing any known sin. There's a reason why we come to this, and we are allowed to prepare for this ahead of time. Now, of course, when we think of the Old Testament, when we think of ancient Israel, how they were given, you know, it was 10 days' time in terms of preparation for them. For us, we have a greater length of time, at least in terms of being remembered, remembering this service, and we give the space of 2 weeks. And so praise the Lord for that time being allotted and given to us. Now, of course, we should be confessing and repenting of our sins every single day when we fall. The Lord expects this of us. We should come before Him, confess, repent, and then continue to walk along the straight and narrow gate. There should not be something that we're holding against our brothers and sisters, especially for months at a time. But this does give us the opportunity to look, even just to look back on the mistakes that we may have made or the things that we have, you know, done that were wrong, and to be able to look forward to a brighter future, knowing that we will continue on forward in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know that He is very merciful and He is very patient with us and He loves us with His infinite love. He works upon us and our hearts and continues to guide us and to lead us. He does not want any of us to come before this service unprepared. The Apostle Paul did say in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26 to 32, he did say, "For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." It is possible that individuals do come to this service completely unprepared. And for such individuals, the Lord does judge. But Paul is showing us here that the Lord is gracious in doing that. That he's chastening us. He will chasten us if we're doing things we shouldn't be doing. That we should not be condemned with the rest of the world. Those who come with open and known sin, those who are refusing to repent, those who don't take the lessons that they learn and see and hear day by day, are putting themselves in the position to be like Judas. It's true they may not be Judas's as of yet, but putting yourself in the position to be in that direction, you're leading down a path of steps that will lead you towards destruction, that will lead you to betraying your own brethren. This is why when we come to communion, we need to look back at our previous steps, examine ourselves, and then know fully, I need to work on this, I need to work on that, so that I can continue on that ladder to perfection, so I can take every step that is necessary to be perfectly cleansed entirely from sin. And make no mistake, we can become perfect and entire. We have to have this faith in Jesus. Because it doesn't say in the Bible that he died for some of our sins, but rather he died for all of our sins. He gives us complete and divine power to overcome every single defect that we have, and it is necessary for us to overcome these defects, especially as a people who are waiting upon the latter rain and should be striving and desiring to receive that latter rain. But as Paul shared, one of the reasons that many Christians would be so weak and sickly, and even when he saw among the Corinthians those who were asleep or dead, was because they ate and drank to themselves damnation. All things happen for a reason. It is true that time and chance can fall upon people, but all things happen for a reason. And God can use all things for his glory. All the things that he blesses us to go through for his glory. But these Corinthians here, they later experienced those things because the Lord had judged them so. But if they had judged themselves, they would not have been punished by the Lord in such a manner. And so let us learn to look upon ourselves daily, striving daily unto perfection. We have to reach that point. We want the latter rain, so then we must reach perfection. There's no other way. Those who were unworthy on the Day of Atonement were completely kicked out of the camp of Israel. But here, Paul said that those among them were weak and sickly. And so we can see how greatly patient and merciful our Lord and Savior is with us. He doesn't want to see any one of us perish. And so let us praise him and be thankful to him for being so merciful and for being so patient with us. And for, of course, maybe most importantly, giving his life for us. because he didn't have to do this. He didn't have to allow himself to come down to earth and to feel the temptations of sin and to suffer the way that he did physically, but not just physical suffering, but feeling the separation from himself and the Father. But not just that also, but feeling also the reproach of man whom he came to save. Now, Christ was ever patient with humanity, just like he is, you know, obviously with us. He was ever patient with them. He did not retaliate when people heaped abuse upon him. But do not mistake that for a misunderstanding, thinking that he didn't feel their insults, because he did. It hurts the heart of Christ for every sin that we commit. It hurts the heart of Christ for every sin that they committed. It was just simply the fact that he was of such divine and perfect love that he was able to bear it patiently because he knew what he came to do. And so, though our enemies may be of our own family members, whether they be immediate family or spouse, whether it be children, though our own enemies may be people that we were once united with, or even those in the world who know nothing of us, we should represent Jesus at all times. We should be accepting of them if they ask for forgiveness, just like he is accepting of us when we ask for forgiveness of him. And all this was made possible because of his death for us. Please, trust in the Lord and confess your sins unto him and allow him to wash you to make you clean. If there's anything that you know you need to confess, you should do it immediately. This would be the final call for that at this moment. But if there's nothing left and we have done the best that we could and we're coming here together before our Lord saying we have done things according to the best of our understanding, the best of our judgment, we have looked back upon our lives and we're praying and fighting to become better and stronger Christians, to better represent him who died for us. And especially after having done the foot washing, then we are ready to come into communion with him. And so, brethren, before we do such, let us kneel so that we may pray to our God, the Godhead, first, before we partake of this communion. So if you can, please kneel so that we may pray. And please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, Lord God of Israel, of Abraham, and of all the former prophets and your servants, we come before you and ask that you please bless us now. And please unite our hearts with one another, and more importantly, our heart with you, and with Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. Please bless us. Help us wash off this, whatever stains that the enemy may have tried to throw at us for the past 3 months. Help us to be perfect. Show us the way. And we know Christ is the way. But we need more understanding of him, that we may be able to compare ourselves and our characters unto him. And so please bless us with that eyesight. Please bless us with that understanding. Even though the flesh wars against us and tries to get us to not see those things, allow it to be made plain. Allow even other brethren to be able to see it, that they may help us to understand as well. Because your word does say that you brought us all together and given each of us gifts that we may be perfected. And so, Father, we ask that you please bless this. Please bless this bread, this unleavened bread, and this grape juice, which are both symbols of our Lord and Savior, who died for our sins. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for us, for granting us this opportunity to be able to serve you. Because really, the only alternative is serving our enemy, serving sin and Satan. And so we thank you for blessing us and saving us from this bondage, giving us new hearts, helping us to continue to grow day by day, that we may be perfected. And so we ask, please, help us grow into perfect representatives of Jesus Christ. Help us to be unified in heart and mind, that we may act as one. And please bless us, so we can do that final work, and that we can receive that latter rain. Thank you for hearing this prayer, as you always hear our prayers. And we'll always answer them according to your own will, which we know is perfect. And so we thank you for your perfect will being done as well. And it's with the help of your Holy Spirit that we pray for all of these things. And in the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray for these things, who died for every single one of our sins, and who has a love for us that we cannot perfectly express, but can only be felt. It's in his name that we pray in. And his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, brethren, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it," speaking of it being the bread, "and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So now at this time, brethren, we may take and eat of this bread, which is a representation of Christ's body being broken for us. You may eat the bread. Next, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25, which says, "After the same manner, also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink in it, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, let us now also drink this cup, this new wine, this grape juice. At this time. And with that, brothers and sisters, service has ended. Praise the Lord. Sabbath blessings. Next thing you should hear is music, and then should be Pastor Nicholas's voice is next. Sabbath blessings, and God bless.
Alone in my sorrow.
I've made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested while life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet arose to dance. When death was arrested while I began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Released from my chain, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made us new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Our Savior slayed on the criminal's cross. Darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new, now life begins with you. Oh, we're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested, my life began. We're free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free, forever, amen. When death was arrested, my life began. When death was arrested, my life began. When death was arrested, my life began.